The first article we're going to take a look at, unfortunately, has to do with politics. You might have seen this in the mainstream media, but Glenn Youngkin vetoes Virginia bills mandating minimum wage increase, establishing marijuana sales. Now, he vetoed a bill that would set up marijuana retail sales, like shops, dispensaries of where to sell it, since they already legalized it. Let's get into this. Check this out. Vetoed two legislative priorities on Thursday that would allow recreational retail sales of marijuana to begin next year and measures mandated minimum wage increase. The development grew criticism from Democrats, obviously. Youngkin had not explicitly threatened to veto either set of bills. He told reporters he didn't think the minimum wage legislation was needed. I don't know what world he's living in. And had repeatedly said he was uninterested in setting up retail marijuana sales. Now, that's fair. Okay. You don't like it. You don't agree with it. Okay. However, there's one little problem with that. In 2021, Virginia became the first southern state to legalize marijuana, adopting a policy change that allowed adults 21 and up to possess and cultivate cannabis. But the state didn't set up retail sales at the time and still hasn't due to shifts in partisan power and policy differences. Advocates say, a lot of people say, the disconnect is allowing the black market to flourish while opponents have health and safety concerns, further expanding access to the drug. Exactly. Now, this is interesting. States following this path have seen adverse effects on children and adolescents' health and safety. Not true. We covered that. Check out all of our videos. The data does not suggest it. Crime goes down. Jobs go up. Everyone's chiller. So, you know, this is unfortunate. And he said, increased gang activity. No, gangs go away because they don't sell drugs anymore. Decreased road safety, also not true. We did an article about how cannabis driving is no worse. They can't tell that it's worse. Violent crime, not true. Weed isn't a violent drug. Significant deterioration in mental health, also not true. It's actually meant to help people get off opioids and out of depression. Significant costs associated with retail marijuana that far exceed tax revenue. Well, that's not true either, because billions and billions of dollars of tax revenue have come in from other states, Colorado, New York, Minnesota, California. Well, California is a whole separate issue, but anyway, so all that's not true. Currently in Virginia, home cultivation and adult sharing of marijuana are legal, and patients who receive a written certification from a healthcare provider can purchase the product from a dispensary. That's great, but there's nowhere to get it. So it's great on paper, but there's nowhere to get it. So the state would have taken applications on September 1st, had all this stuff passed, in preparation for the market to open 2025. So still another year away, even if it would pass. You see the game? It's all a game. It's not fair. Why are they attacking it? It doesn't make any sense. So if it doesn't make any sense, let's go. Okay, here's obvious. The legislation was supported by a range of industry interests opposed by religious and socially conservative groups. But let's just go all the way down to the end of the article to see the punchline, which is Youngkin announced the vetoes the day after the public collapse of one of his top legislative priorities, a deal to bring the NHL's Washington Capitals and NBA's Washington Wizards to Alexandria. The team's majority owner announced they would instead be staying in D.C. Someone was salty, and they took it out on cannabis. So maybe it sounds like Glenn Youngkin needs to smoke some weed and chill out a little bit, if you don't mind me saying so. So anyways, that's unfortunate, Virginia. Keep fighting. You have my sympathies. On to the next article.